All right, so there is nothing we can do about the weather. Some may try to convince you otherwise, but there is nothing you can do about the weather. When it rains, and when we get heavy rains, as we have from this storm, which is, it's almost been like a nor'easter. It's sort of swirled around come from a counterclockwise position, kind of storms that usually dump a lot of snow on us in the winter, and we've been getting that with the rain now, if you look at the weather maps. But the question that I think a lot of people in Metro Detroit are asking is, every time we start getting the heavy rains, our freeways are flooding. What is going on with our freeways that they're not seeing this water dissipate and drain? Kirk Steidel is the MDOT director, the Michigan Department of Transportation director, and is on the other end of our line. Director Steidel, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. It's great to be with you.
Great to have you on the show. Sorry about the circumstances, but we got a lot of frustrated motorists who have seen their freeways flooding once again.
Yes. Well, you know, as the weather report was talking about, you know, half inch or three quarters for today, that shouldn't be a problem. But yesterday was 5 inches of rain, and, you know, they're not built to handle that kind of intensity. And you know, we sometimes have a bit of short memories. I remember even 20 years ago, we were getting freeways that were flooding. In fact, I remember working in the Southfield office, and the Lodge Freeway used to flood all the way through there. And you notice that that piece out through Southfield doesn't flood anymore. It's because we've rebuilt it all and changed the drainage system through there and increased its size. That's really a big function here is, you know, these were built in the 50s and 60s, and the rain intensity has changed over the decades. We get much heavier rains now than we ever did, and the intensity of them are really quite high. What we saw yesterday was really, really unusual. In fact, it goes back to that August of 2014 date when you see that same kind of intensity.
But it's localized in certain areas, this flooding, it seems. Like right now, every time we get a heavy downpour, it seems like the I-696, I-75 area, that's going to flood. You're going to get a lot of water. Is there a problem with the pumps? Are they old? Are they broken down? What's the story?
So there's actually a couple things that go on. One, you know, we just talked a bit about the design of the whole drainage structure, the whole system. And that is more than just the pump houses that people see when they go along the freeway. Those pump houses dump into another drain system. So it all has to be looked at together, and that's the part that gets overloaded. So there's some of that from a kind of a legacy design system. The second is the pumps themselves are old, but yesterday we really only had one location that the pumps weren't working in, and when it was working, that was the one under Cobo Hall. We actually had water coming back up through the catch basins because the rest of the system couldn't take it. Now, you also have to remember that the freeways are usually the lowest point in wherever, you know, wherever you're at. It's the lowest point around. So all the water from the other side streets fill into the drainage system that we're pumping into as well, plus the side roads drain down the entrance ramps. And when they drain down the entrance ramps, they also take a bunch of debris with them, too. So that's the third piece that pops in there is debris that clogs the drain. Now, that doesn't happen a lot, but does happen occasionally. We found it in a couple spots yesterday, and I think you heard that on some surface streets where the water and sewer department was saying, hey, make sure you clean the drains in your neighborhood. You know, that same thing happens on the freeway. You get lots of debris that, you know, people either throw out of their car or they're, you know, up on the service drives or whatever, and you get those big rains, and they wash them to the lowest point.
So was this poor planning in years past that we didn't prepare for the possibility of this sort of overload of water, or is it just aging of the system?
Well, so I don't know that in the 1950s or 60s you could have anticipated that the rainfall intensity would change today. That would be like asking, you know, an engineer today to tell me what's the rainfall going to be in 2070, because there's too many variables out there that change the intensity, and you know, I don't want to get into any discussion of why it's changing. What I can tell you is it's changing. The intensity is getting much greater than it used to be, and that's the piece that would be very difficult for an engineer, you know, in the 1950s or 60s to anticipate that we would get 5 inches of rain in a 24-hour period, as routinely as we do now. You know, we got heavy rains like that in the past, but they would be called 500-year storms or 1,000-year storms. That meant they were very, very unlikely to happen on a routine basis. What we're seeing is the frequency of those are getting closer and closer together.
Well, the in the past couple of years, that's true. But overall, our rainfall amounts have pretty much stayed steady. I was just doing a quick search on Google of rainfall amounts, and it looks like we're pretty steady over a long period of time with the average
the
annual
amounts.
Precipitation. Yeah.
So, the
but
amounts,
we
yes,
but when you intensity. Get when you get these big downpours, that's
yes.
that becomes problematic.
So
the problem.
The
bottom
yep.
line is there anything we can do to fix it?
Well, so you might notice that, the I-96 piece through Livonia, while the storm didn't really hit that when we rebuilt that a couple years ago, we added a significant amount of retention system within it under the pavement to help hold all of that water before it goes out. So as we rebuild freeways, we make sure we take into account all of the drainage needs that we're going to need to the future. In fact, you know, you and I have talked about the I-75 modernization project. And while people want to focus on, the condition of the pavement or the additional, lanes that are needed, one of the biggest things it needs and a big expensive piece will be fixing the drainage system on that south end and really enabling it to handle a lot more into the future.
All righty. Well, we'll tackle that. We're worried about the roads. We worry about the pumps, and we'll just worry about it raining. That's all. If it doesn't rain, we don't have to worry about the pumps not working. So we appreciate
That's
the
right.
time this morning. I guess the bottom line is just hang in there.
Hang in there. We were concerned about the age of the pumps, but I got to tell you, yesterday's event, they were pumping as fast as they could other than that one malfunction at Cobo Hall. And we're addressing them as fast as we can.
Thanks, Director Steidel. Always appreciate it.